We now turn to John Yitzde. Central to the president's Gulf Coast recovery plan is the idea of an escrow account, a third party that would handle the funding, yet details of that account were surprisingly thin this evening, John. Tell us what we did hear and more importantly, what we didn't hear.
Right. Very few details. We heard the president say he will order BP to set up this account. They've been talking with BP for some time about it. But I think the president wants to look strong and like he's ordering BP to do it. We know there will be a third-party entity that will manage the account. Neither the administration nor the company will manage it. But there's a lot of disagreement about what it will pay for. And I think that's one reason we didn't hear a lot of detail tonight. Senior administration officials before the president went on said that they were still arguing about this question of whether or not the escrow account would pay for people who lost their jobs because of the deepwater drilling moratorium, the one instituted by the president. As the parish president said, BP does not want to do that. And I think it would be difficult for the administration to force them to, absent some passage of a law by Congress, which would also, I think, end up in the courts. So there's this disagreement. And as the president suggested, the economic impact of the moratorium is believed by many to be bigger than the impact of the spill itself.
Which is surprising to people outside of the region.
It is. But when you go down to the Gulf and you look at how embedded the oil and gas industry is in the economy, it's amazing. For instance, the seafood industry in Louisiana is 1% of the state's GDP. Oil and gas is 16%. And the majority of that is deep water drilling and production. So you have all kinds of thousands and tens of thousands of people involved in that industry. And they'll And the cost of shutting it down is going to cost the Gulf Coast economy tens of billions of dollars.
There are legal limits to what the White House can do, but what can they do within the legal framework that exists to make sure that BP doesn't drag its feet, that they don't drag these claims out for years, in some cases decades? I mean, we saw that after the Exxon Valdez disaster.
Well, I think this escrow account is the answer to that, and that is that if it can get BP to put the number being talked about now is $20 billion. In fact, there may be legislation introduced in Congress tomorrow with that number on it. If they can do that, then and there's a separate entity handing out the money and compensating people, I think that's taking a big step toward avoiding that long-term litigation.